Back here on KNIA and KRLS at the Drake Relays in Des Moines with Kobe Higginbotham of Knoxville taking fourth place in the 110-meter hurdles. Kobe, I know it wasn't necessarily the run you were hoping to have today, but overall still good, placed top five here in the high hurdles.
Yeah, I mean, just the prelims, so we got another run. Yeah, but my start was really bad. I got out behind everybody, and then, yeah, it was just too much ground. I couldn't cover it all back up, so hopefully in this next race I go out there, run a better start. I'm ready to go, though.
Well, and looking at it, too, I mean, the difference in you and third place there, 0.06 seconds. You mentioned you get another opportunity at this event, trying to find a way to make up that ground as well. How big of a confidence booster is that, knowing that you get another shot at it to try to gain a few more spots here, finish up on the podium here later in the week with the Drake Relays?
Yeah, it's a huge confidence boost. I mean, I just got to get out there and be ready to go, get a good start, and then, yeah, should be good.
And looking at it, too, just getting the opportunity to be here at the Drake Relays, compete on the Blue Oval, you know, representing Knoxville as well. What's that like to just be out here in front of everyone, running on Friday the Drake Relays and kicking off the day with a good run in the 100-meter hurdle or in the 110-meter hurdles, even though it wasn't a run that you felt the best about?
Yeah, it was a good run. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta get out there and get ready to go. Maybe the big thing is I just gotta work on my start. Yeah.
Kobe, appreciate the time. Best of luck as you come back and try to make up a little bit of ground there in the 110-meter hurdles.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Kobe Higginbotham of the Knoxville Panthers after taking fourth in the preliminaries of the high hurdles here at the Drake Relays. Again, I'm Tyler Crabb coming to you from the One to Count On, KNIA and KRLS.